The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Fianna Fáil TD for Donegal, Charlie McConnellow, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We've lots to talk about in your own brief, but I do feel like I have to start with health. You were at Cabinet yesterday. Stephen Donnelly, your party colleague, presented on the overcrowding situation in hospitals. What is being done? Because it is the one thing that, more than anything else on the programme this week, has frustrated our listeners.
Yeah, well, I know you've covered it there this morning already, and you've received much advice from public health as well in terms of as we go back to school this week, what people can do, and also in relation to the importance of vaccinations. I think the key challenge, Jonathan, is that overall presentations at A&E in the last week or two have been up 15% from what they would have been in other years, and that's put massive pressure in the system. Minister Donnelly is working with all in the HSE and all the hospitals across the country to provide additional support to them, also looking at how we can mobilise private capacity to bring additional beds in to deal with this particular acute challenge here at the moment. Also resourcing them in terms of working within the primary care system and also with the community hospital and the nursing home sector as well. But there's no taking away from the fact that this is a massive challenge. It's well documented, the confluence of the different challenges there between COVID and flu and normal challenges for hospitals as well. And that 15% extra presentation that's resulting in has put immense pressure on our staff and also has led to very difficult situations for many patients. But everybody is working as hard as they possibly can.
And but the challenge, Minister,
with them to support them.
The challenge, Minister, for your government is this is becoming a massive millstone around your neck. We know there are not enough beds in the system. We know that the plan, the winter plan, was presented far too late. We knew that there were going to be challenges in the health service. This feels, looks and sounds like mismanagement rather than a peak.
No, I think that if you look at the figures, and this Minister Donnelly presented this to us at Cabinet, and it's been presented publicly as well. Obviously, coming into January, the start of every year is a really challenging time and tends to be a peak period in terms of pressure in hospitals and also challenges around bed capacity as well. But what's different this year is the fact that we're almost at 15% above what would be the normal peak at this time
of
year.
Why did the government not have procedure, and I appreciate this is not your department, why did the government not declare this as an emergency? Why have you not, as medics have said, taken this more seriously? It wasn't going to be a standard year. I know we've just come off an emergency with COVID, but you knew this was coming. You failed to act and we're dealing with the consequences now.
No, I wouldn't agree. I mean, there was a winter plan which put additional, very significant
additional
resources.
It came through last week.
But it had been in operation with the HSE in terms of the measures that were there and putting measures in place in advance for this. But I think the key aspect is, no matter what system you have or what you're operating, whether it's healthcare or other parts of society, a 15% spike on what is normally your highest time of year puts massive pressure on. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. And the government are looking to try and address that. But we acknowledge the massive pressure that's there, both for patients and staff at the moment.
We'll come back to that a little later in the programme. On your own department, the announcement of the plan, the climate action plan, no forced reduction in the herd. We'll encourage people to do other things and there might be a bit of diversification. But hold on to the cows, boys and girls. There's no need to reduce them. Who won that row? Was it you or Eamon Ryan?
Well, it's not about a row at all, Jonathan. It's about all of us working together, both at government and then with all key stakeholders across the economy and really importantly with the general public as well, to make real progress in relation to reducing our emissions. And that's a big challenge. It's a big tank to turn around because of the fact, you know, over many years we've seen increased consumption and emissions grow across the world. But what we are very committed to at government level and what we've signed up to in the programme of government is to reduce by 2030 by 51% our national emissions and then to achieve climate neutrality by 2050.
Okay. But you didn't want to reduce the national herd. Eamon Ryan did. That national herd isn't being there's no forced reduction, so you won.
No, it's not about anybody winning here. It's about all of us working together to achieve a common objective. And that common objective is bringing down emissions. But the other common objective we have as well, and which is really important, we must recognise in this discussion, is the massively important role that farmers and farm families across our country play in the production of food. And we do that with a grass-based model, which is very different from many other agricultural systems across the world, and which is very sustainable as a starting point. So the challenge for us as we go forward now is to keep producing that food, because it's going to become even more important and more valuable in the time ahead, but to take steps that can reduce the emissions footprint of it. And also as well to enable and equip farm families to contribute to other important areas such as energy production, for example. And that's why, as part of our climate action plan, we have a target of, by the end of this decade, having 10% of our total national gas requirement being supplied by family farms on farm through anaerobic digestion. And also then we've significant new plans in place, which are starting this month, in relation to a new forestry program, which will see forestry go to 8,000 hectares per year. And also then in relation to organic, for example, increasing the area that we have under organic, and also then also improving and increasing our area under tillage. And we've made progress in the last year, 2022, for example, in that regard. Following the invasion of Ukraine, I launched a scheme to encourage farmers to grow more tillage. And just this outgoing year, we increased our total area under tillage by 6%. So that shows the progress that can be made, and that we are
absolutely
doing.
Absolutely. And they had a good year for it as well in terms of weather. But on that issue of the war in Ukraine and the impact of the cost that farmers have had to bear, the price of feed has gone up, the price of fuel has gone up. When you're trying to encourage them to make those changes, to become sustainable farms, a lot of that is going to be impacted by the fact that it got more expensive to do what they were doing anyway, and they may be forced to stall on those initiatives. What are you doing to offset those costs?
Yeah, and listen, the key cornerstone of sustainability is economic sustainability and farmers being profitable. And as the saying goes, you can't go green when you're in the red. And central to all that I'm doing as minister and that the government is doing is working to ensure that we improve farm incomes and support them in every way possible. So over the past year to 18 months, I've framed our new common agricultural policy, which will frame Irish agriculture and our schemes for the next 5 years. Many of those new schemes now are starting this month and starting this year. For the first time ever, we've had the largest ever increase in co-funding of that CAP programme with Minister for Public Expenditure up until December, Michael McGrath. I secured 50% funding increase in terms of our co-funding. So that means, for example, for a new beef scheme, we can support farmers by €150 per animal compared to €90 previously to become as an economic support, but also as a support to become more efficient from a carbon point of view. But also then in relation to our new environmental scheme, Acres, for example, which has been a very significant, over 45,000 farmers have applied for, with payments of potentially up to €10,500 for those in cooperation schemes and €7,000 for those in the standard scheme. A really strong appetite from farmers to participate in that. And then particularly you mentioned the challenges from Ukraine, feed and fertilizer and fuel as well. So last year, and I'm continuing it again now this year, I've put specific supports in place to work with farm families to support them in relation to that challenge. So, for example, the fodder support scheme last year, which delivered up to €1,000 per family, and also the grain scheme, which I just talked to you about there earlier.
There's been a lot of different supports.
Farmers have responded very strongly.
It's never not been a difficult time for farmers, to be fair, but they do need those extra supports at pinch points. Can I just finish up, Charlie McConnell, by asking you about what happened to Anne Rabbit and Ciarán Cannon last night? Bags of excrement reportedly thrown at them at a public meeting. I'm sure that you'll condemn it no more than anybody else would, but does it go towards the argument that the debate has been extremely coarsened here?
I think it does. I mean, it's a horrible, horrifying act, what happened last night. And I can imagine for Anne and Ciarán, very distressing. But it does. We have seen a coarsening of public debate, I think, particularly in the new social space. It is coarsened somewhat as well. But listen, Irish people and the vast majority of people are very respectful and are very decent. And everybody will come together in condemning this. But it was really an unprecedented act, what we've seen last night. And we'll all come together and extend our thoughts to Anne and Ciarán in terms of the distress they would have found, and indeed for the people around them as well, to experience that, but particularly for them. It speaks to the importance of all of us being respectful of our roles and being respectful of each other in our day-to-day lives.
Charlie McConlogue, Minister for Agriculture, thanks very much for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.